It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. And as you heard in our last discussion on healthcare there are two games going on in Congress right now. One is that other try to repeal the Affordable Care Act and turn Medicaid into a block grant program. The other, big tax cuts. Senate Republicans have just agreed to a preliminary budget deal that opens the door to that $1.5 trillion tax cut that I mentioned, the very same tax cut I was just talking about with the next governor of Kansas. More details are expected next week, but it's safe to say that most Republicans are thrilled about a tax cut of this size. Still, others are concerned about the deficits that it's likely to cause. Kelsey Snell is congressional reporter for The Washington Post, and she joins me now. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi, Todd.
Great to be with you. Great to have you here. $1.5 trillion, Kelsey. It's a huge number, even in the wildest fantasies of conservative tax cutters. Do we know who gets the windfall here and who loses out?
We don't know exactly yet because they, you know, have been keeping a lot of the details pretty close to the vest. But we are pretty sure that a lot of the tax cuts are going to go on the corporate side. The idea that Republicans have been discussing for quite some time shouldn't be all that unfamiliar to people. This idea of trickle-down economics is kind of making a comeback in this tax plan. The idea is that if companies feel like they can compete better in the U.S. market, then they will create more jobs. And people down the line will see the benefits. But, you know, that people have their own thoughts about whether or not that's effective, but that seems to be the direction that they're headed in.
Right. Whether or not that's effective, of course, a $1.5 trillion tax cut is $1.5 trillion less in revenue. One of the planks of being a conservative in good standing used to be to avoid deficits. There's this argument, again, about trickle-down economics, but won't this explode the deficit, at least some?
Yeah, the idea is that if you talk to some of these Republican tax writers, they say that it will explode the deficit, but only temporarily, because what they think will happen is huge economic growth. They're talking about, you know, several points of GDP growth over the next 10 years. And they say that will make up for any deficits that might come from the initial loss of revenue. Again, this goes back to what school of economics you really believe in, if you think that this will work. But Republicans say that this makes it so that they are not exactly straying from their promises on the deficit, though a lot of people are questioning whether or not that's true, including some conservatives.
And plenty of evidence from the past of gigantic tax cuts that they didn't generate as much revenue as people said they would. Kelsey Snell, I just had this conversation with the lieutenant governor, soon to be governor of Kansas, Jeff Collier, about the big picture here, these two games that I talked about. Graham Cassidy, the health care bill, turning Medicaid into a block grant. That's the plan. It might get the votes, it might not. And then a gigantic tax cut that will cause revenue issues over the next 10 years. Look at the big picture for us, because a lot of people are worried about this one big game going on, $1.5 trillion in tax cuts, and eventually there just might not be the money to pay for things like Medicaid block grants.
Yeah, and that is something that Democrats in particular are very, very worried about. It's something that when you talk to top-ranking Democrats like Senator Chuck Schumer, that's something they bring up over and over and over again, is that they worry that Republicans are going to try to starve the federal government of the money that's necessary to, you know, administer the programs that people rely on every day. It's also kind of been the thing kind of cooking in the background here is Democrats talking about how quickly they could overturn both of these things if they retake the White House and the Senate. The idea is that they want to make sure that these policies don't stick. And we could see ourselves in a situation where we see major tax and healthcare policy flip-flopping every 8 to 10 years, which would be very difficult for some people, for a lot of people.
And guaranteeing that it becomes a perennial election issue, and also guaranteeing that people in the healthcare game, Kelsey Snell, don't get what they're begging for right now, which is stability and predictability. They are not getting that from Washington on the tax side or the healthcare side right now. Kelsey Snell, congressional reporter for The Washington Post. Kelsey, thanks again.
Thanks so much for having me.